Hi guys, and welcome to the best of Bite Sized. This is the March edition. Learn how to be passive aggressive and get people to just Google it. Find out WTF an Avo proposal is. See why you have to download a new game show app called HQ Trivia where you can win real cash money. See why Alexa is laughing at you, not with you. Discover why your search history can come back to haunt you, and we reveal the creepiest thing you can get 3D printed. I'm Jade, and this is the best of Bite Sized. Don't you get annoyed when people ask you something that they could have easily Googled? You can be funny and say something like, "Hey, there's this new thing called Google. You should try it." Or, my favorite way is be passive aggressive and send them to this link. And the link is just effing Google it. Hashtag JFGI or Jafiji. That's never going to be a thing. The best part is that when you do get to a landing page, it says, "Google is your friend. All smart people use Google." It appears you are not one of them. They'll definitely get the hint. Before Google, there was something called Yahoo, but just Yahoo it didn't really catch on. And before that, kids used something called encyclopedias, which is also a mission to spell. Oh, yeah. The name Google actually comes from a mathematical term called Google, and that is a one with 100 zeros. And thank goodness they went with that name, because before, the search engine was known as Backrub. Can you imagine? Let me backrub that for you. And when people actually do Google something, they Google some weird stuff. Some questions include, why do men have nipples? Are aliens real? And do pigs sweat? Do worms have eyes or penguins knees? And my favorite, why does my boss hate me? Which probably has a lot to do with your inability to use Google. Hashtag just saying. To think that I have quite a good general knowledge. I love quizzes and trivia. Fun fact, in an aquatic traffic jam, alligators will give manatees the right of way. And this week I discovered a new trivia cat in town called HQ Trivia.
A trivia game show on your phone where you answer tough questions to win real money.
I thought this app was worth checking out when I saw a headline about a 25-year-old who won 25k playing this game.
Just show me the money.
Once you've downloaded the app and created an account, you will get a push notification to let you know when the game goes live. If you're too slow, you just get to watch.
Here's how the game works. I'm going to ask 12 questions ranging from easy to hard. You will have 10 seconds from when I start reading the questions to tap your answer. You get it right, you move on to the next round. Make it to the end, you're going to win or split the cash.
What's really cool is that HQ Trivia recently announced that the minimum prize will now be $5,000. That as soon as you earn 20, you can cash out using your PayPal account.
It's time for HQ, baby!
When I first started playing the game, I got really excited because I naively thought, ooh, I could at least win $10. No, the questions were really, really difficult, and the 10-second time limit makes it even more so. Even though I lost, what makes the show really cool is the corny but quite funny host, Scott Rogowski. HQ Trivia actually becomes a really entertaining show to watch. Like with all things, of course there's a way to cheat. This reminds me of those annoying people at pub trivia quizzes who secretly Google the answers. That's not winning. Between you and me, you're probably a disappointment to your family. HQ Trivia, however, has a different thought when it comes to cheating. In January, it tweeted, "We see the debates on cheating. Playing in a group is not cheating, neither is using Google. But bots are a different story. And of course, someone has created a bot and it's called HQuack. But please, don't be that person. Remember what your family already thinks about you. If you win by using a bot and HQ Trivia finds out, it's against their terms and conditions, so that means no money for you. Alexa, the voice assistant from Amazon, recently started randomly laughing at people in their homes. And if you're wondering what kind of laugh, it is creepy AF. Have a listen.
And in case you're wondering, Alexa thinks you're funny. Not really. In this case, she really is laughing at you. And people started to wonder why. Of course Alexa is laughing at you. She sees what you do and say in your home. Now burn her. People also started to get a little paranoid. If Alexa is laughing at you to your face, just imagine what it says about you behind your back. I got Alexa to stop laughing at me. I told her that I still control the power plug. Unplug the biatch. Who's laughing now? Actually, it's Alexa that's still laughing. Amazon hasn't completely fixed the problem, but it's trying. Guess it's back to okay, Google. In February 2018, the world as we knew it changed. Avo proposals became a thing. And if you're wondering what the F an Avo proposal is, it's where instead of a ring box, you use an Avo. Simply remove the pip and add a ring. And just think, you won't have any more sizing problems because with all the lubrication from the Avo, that sucker will slide right on.
The funniest thing that ever happened involving online ads was when someone who worked on a brand website complained about inappropriate ads appearing on the site. These were of a strip club nature and the poor soul kicked up such a fuss, but didn't quite understand how programmatic advertising worked. That is, you are shown ads based on your search history. Comedian Eden Dranger gets it. Before searching for something online, ask yourself, do I want to see an ad for this on every website for the rest of my life? If you are with child, then you definitely shouldn't be hearing crying sounds yet. Putting aside my thoughts on gender reveal parties and pregnancy shoots, things have just gone to a whole new level because now, you can 3D print your unborn child. It's printed in plaster and you can even get it plated in precious metals. But why stop there? Get a bedazzler and go crazy.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.